Welcome back in to the Last of the Nerds. Wow, I can't see. I don't even know how to say it anymore. The Last of Us Nerds podcast crushed it. Somehow, Jacob, the Last of Us Nerds returned. How are you doing today, my friend?
Yeah, we, as we'll mention here in a minute, certainly in unity of the actors and writers strike, we definitely went on strike, and for no other reason, certainly nothing to do with procrastinating or mentioning multiple times we needed to podcast and not do it. It was just all to show our unity with the actors and writers. But I'm doing well.
Yep. It was not life getting in the way. It was not
none of that.
You know, anything else than just we supported the strike. So hooray unions. Well, welcome back in, everybody. We wanted to get together for a quick little off-season recap, news updates, you know, any updated thoughts, podcasts. A quick reminder, as always, we're going to be a non-spoiler podcast. We are very careful about Last of Us spoilers when it comes to Last of Us 2, Last of Us Season 2. We know everything there is to know, pretty much, that is available to the public, but we are not going to spoil you if you don't know, so you do not need to worry about that. We're going to talk about some stuff with regards to Season 2, but we will keep it extremely spoiler-free. At the end, we're going to have a spoiler section where we talk a little bit more in-depth about a particular casting and a particular character that's coming. But throughout the majority of this podcast, as always, we're going to keep it as spoiler-free as physically possible, which is extremely spoiler-free if you've listened to our podcast before. So a whole strike happened. It happened. We recorded a podcast, and then a writer's strike happened, and then a writer's strike ended. So, you know, it's over. Woohoo. Congratulations to the writers on getting a better deal. That unfortunately, however, means, Jacob, that we're going to go even. We thought, well, you know, there was going to be a long delay in getting a Last of Us Season 2 to begin with. I mean, I think even if there were no production issues, no strikes, no work stoppages, it was still probably going to be a while. This thing took like a year to shoot for Season 1 and then a little longer to get the season out. But oh man, we might not get, it's looking like we're probably not going to get any Last of Us HBO until 2025, which,
oh my God.
I don't, you know, boy, that really screws the podcast over. Thanks a lot, writers. Didn't you consider us in your strike? But so they're we believe as of now it's scheduled to start filming in February of 2024, probably going to wrap filming in September of 2024. It was not on like the HBO slate of programming when the HBO boss Casey Bloys did the whole presser, you know, and they have to do their stuff for shareholders, etc., what's coming. So almost assuredly not until 2025. Jacob, how do you feel about going that long before getting a new Last of Us HBO?
It brings back a lot of feelings of having to wait, what, 7 years for the second game?
Yeah. Take that, show watchers.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not the longest we've had to wait for more Last of Us content, but it still feels really, really long. That was the part about the strike that I kept thinking about is how much this was delaying Last of Us. Again, hooray unions. I am fully in on board. I'm very glad that they got a much better deal. But yeah, it means that it's going to be a long time before we see Last of Us. And yeah, I am setting it at 2025 just so I don't get my hopes up at all, especially if it's ending in, September. Yeah, I can't imagine it's going to be ready to go by the end of 2024. So it's going to be a while.
Which, you know, hey, that does give a lot of time for people to become gamers. Hey, never a better time to pick up a PlayStation. We're going to talk about that later, where we're actually getting a Last of Us 2 remaster as well. You know, there's some details we know, like I said, about Season 2. We know it's going to be not the entirety of The Last of Us Part 2, the game. So that's going to span multiple seasons. There's a big casting decision coming up here. It's possible they have their person, but it seems like no one's really sure who it is. There's rumors for sure. There's a couple notable rumors that keep popping back up. We're going to talk about that later, but we're going to save that stuff for the spoiler section. If you are familiar with The Last of Us 2, you know who we're talking about. If you're not familiar, you probably have heard the name of the character we're talking about anyway. But I think we got some Emmy nominations to discuss because, and obviously, all of this is thanks to us for our campaign of making sure that the show got lots of Emmy nominations. We were banging on that drum. We were the only people that were saying that. And all of this is a result of our hard work. Isn't that right, Jacob?
Yeah, I will take full credit. If they want to send over just like a piece of an Emmy, I'd be fine with that. You don't have to send over the whole thing. Right. But yeah, if you wanted to send over just a little bit.
Just cut like the tip off of one of the pointy parts. We can use it as a toothpick.
Yeah, exactly. Just like maybe a hand or something like that. Like, I guess I don't actually know what an Emmy looks like. Maybe I'm thinking of a different award, but
I'm pretty sure it's sharp. I think you could stab people with it.
I was thinking of the right award. So yeah, cut off like part of the globe on top or whatever the big circle thing on top is. Yeah, something like that. We're not picky, just a little piece.
Right. And if you want to give us a whole Emmy nomination, yeah, we'll take that too. But they got 24 nominations. That's a lot. We're gonna touch on a few of them here, and then we'll run through the list of some of the other ones that we just want to make sure we get some love to. But obviously, the first big one, Outstanding Drama Series, that's a big nomination to get. I have a hunch that Succession is probably going to win that with the last season that they had happen, which Jacob still needs to watch.
I do.
It is a great show that I miss already. Outstanding Writing for a Drama Series. Mazin got nominated for that for a long, long time. Episode 3 with Bill and Frank. Similarly, Outstanding Direction. Peter Hoar, I think you say is how his last name, for a long, long time as well. Lead Actor, obviously, for Pedro Pascal. Hooray. We love Pedro. And then Lead Actress, obviously, for Bella Ramsey. Guest Actor, Nick Offerman, Murray Bartlett, Lamar Johnson, Kevon Woodard, guest actress, Melanie Lynskey, Storm Reid, Anna Torv. So those are a lot of the big ones. Jacob, any thoughts? I mean, I don't think any surprises here. I think maybe more guest actors than we thought might have been nominated. But what are your thoughts on those?
Hey, I am all for the guest actors getting love because everybody that was nominated was fantastic. And we mentioned them when recapping episodes, how good they were. But yeah, I'll have to defer to you on a number of these, especially when we kind of look at some potential winners here in a minute. But because I didn't watch Succession, and it seems like Last of Us and Succession pretty much make up the pack for every kind of drama series, especially with actors and whatever it is, any drama series, it's a lot of Last of Us, Succession, a little bit of Better Call Saul mixed in. So I'm just happy to see that all these people are at least nominated and getting at least some of that love that they deserve. And yeah, I think all these were expected. I was happy to see Long, Long Time as well get the credit it deserves because it was such a fantastic episode. And it was interesting that in a lot of cases where they had to pick one episode, a lot of it was picking Long, Long Time. So clearly they love the episode as much as a lot of us did too.
Yeah. And if you listen to our season recap pod and our awards pod, I think there's one take I'd like back, which is that I didn't put that in the top five of episodes. I think it was more just I was overthinking, the season as a whole and appreciating more a lot of the stuff that we did get with Bill in the game. But no, that was an excellent, excellent, excellent episode of television. So I am not surprised that that got a lot of awards. So I did scan over a lot of the Vegas odds a few places that had odds on this stuff. And Last of Us is 8-1 to win best drama. Succession is 1-7. So I think they are expecting Succession to win. Pedro looks like 11-1 for best actor. So Kieran Culkin's probably going to win that one. And then it looks like Bella is 10-1 for Best Actress. So they might not win, you know, some of the big ones. I do think that Nick Offerman is going to win for Guest Actor. That,
yeah,
just in terms of buzz alone from that episode, I think is reasonable to expect. But yeah, very cool that, you know, obviously they got recognition in all the major categories, which is great.
Ironically, for how much praise that we gave Pedro and Bella, it's probably the guests that have the best chance at winning. Mm-hmm. I would imagine somebody for Guest Actor from Last of Us is going to win. Honestly, you could give it to any of those four, and I think it would be deserving. I would go Nick Offerman as well. I don't know if there's odds for Guest Actress, but any of those three I think would be good as well. I think I would go Storm Reid for that one. I saw some people liked Melanie Linsky.
Melanie Linsky, yeah.
Yep, and her performance. And then obviously Anna Torv was great as Tess. So I think those two probably might be the best chance for them to win an award out of mm-hmm. kind of the actor and actresses part.
Yeah, I think I would be surprised if Nick Offerman doesn't win. But what do I know on any of this stuff? That's just based off osmosis from the culture. I would ride hardest for Anna Torv of the three guest actresses there. Loved her. But the awards didn't stop there. They did get a lot of other nominations. Not going to spend a ton of time on these. And there are certainly other people that were involved in the details of these lists, but did my best to recap them here with the people that were in charge of the team. So they got a nomination for Outstanding Prosthetic Makeup, headed up by Barry and Sarah Gower. Outstanding Contemporary Makeup, Connie Parker. Contemporary Hairstyling, Chris Glimsdale. Sound Editing, Michael J. Benavente. Sound Mixing, Michael Playfair, Kevin Roach, Mark Fishman. Picture Editing, Timothy Good and Emily Mendez. Contemporary Costumes, Michelle Carr. Production Design, John Pano. Outstanding Visual Effects, Alex Wang and Sean Nolan. Outstanding Casting, this is one that I think should get a lot of love, Victoria Thomas. And then also Corinne Clark and Jennifer Page for Location Casting. We just talked about all the actors, and we raved a lot about the casting. And as we've talked about before, neither of the leads were like home run obvious. Oh yeah, like yep. That makes sense for that character casting. And I think both obviously ended up being home runs. So I think the casting obviously should get a lot of love. Outstanding Main Title Design for Andy Hall and Nadia Suo were the creative directors on that. And then our guy, Gustavo. Outstanding Music Composition for Gustavo Santaolalla, which I'm always hesitant to try and pronounce, but I think I got it right. A little bit of, I'm rooting for Gustavo to win out of, you know, selfish reasons. You know, however, if you were the committee and you looked into it and you're like, wait a second, he just copy pasted this from his video game. What the heck? You might have a valid point. But it's such a good score, and I think obviously all the fans of the game were really glad to see the score stay the same in the show.
I'm not going to pretend to know a lot about the competition in the music composition section, but Gustavo's incredible, and we raved about it during the season. We loved it during the games. We've always been a big fan of his. I would absolutely love if he won. The music was so, so good throughout this entire series, or this season, excuse me. But as you said, it's because, I mean, he took a lot of it straight from the series, and that music was incredible as well. So I was really excited to see him get that nomination. Also, shout out, you mentioned it, the Outstanding Casting. I was going to point that out as well, because as you said, neither Bella nor Pedro were people that I think anyone predicted to be Joel and Ellie. And there were some questions. I think we expressed some, I don't even know what the word is. We just weren't sure. Trepidation, maybe.
Yeah.
And in the preview pod about what that was going to look like. And they blew me away, and they were absolutely incredible. So I think across the board, not just Pedro and Ellie, or Pedro and Bella, they nailed casting up and down. So big shout out to them, and much deserved honors for them. And again, hopefully they're able to win an Emmy, but even not just being nominated is certainly a great achievement.
And I personally look forward to the 2027 Emmys, where we find out what they got for season two. It's so far away. Okay.
It doesn't even sound like a real year. I'm going to be honest.
all years are made up until they happen. They're all theoretical and fictional. Okay. I don't think there's any really that we can disagree with in terms of the nominations. I don't think there's anything really we could say was a snub, because pretty much every major category that we thought about, they got a nomination here. But
yeah, I went through and looked through all the awards, and I earnestly don't think there was an award that they could have been nominated for that they weren't. So again, kudos to them for an incredible season and all the work everyone put in, from not just kind of the actors as we did at the beginning, but all of those kind of the other awards, the makeup, the editing, the mixing, all of that, just across the board, incredible work on this season.
If I had to guess, I would say that they don't win any of the major ones, but that Long Time might clean up on a lot of, I think that it might have a good shot at writing and directing and guest actor awards for that one. So definitely an episode that a lot of people talked about and that a lot of people praised, and deservedly so. So that's it with regards to Emmy discussion. And then the other big piece of news, as we mentioned, there's a Last of Us 2 remaster coming out. That's right. Naughty Dog just keeps coming up with new ways for me to give them money. But there's actually a pretty good deal that we'll talk about here. So they announced this here pretty recently. It's going to come out in January of 2024, January 19th. So that's coming up here in less than 2 months. That is great for us, because obviously I think we're both going to be replaying the game in preparation for season two. And there's a lot of stuff we could potentially do in terms of off-season content, because guess what? The off-season, it's getting longer. There's no end in sight for this. So we're going to try not to go 6 months between podcasts going forward, hopefully. But if you guys have any thoughts on what you'd like to see, I have a couple ideas here to talk about here in a second. But this remaster will come with graphical enhancements for the PS5, variable refresh rate mode, 4K, etc. So it's going to look shinier. It's going to look better. In other words, they do have a nice deal of, if you did own Last of Us 2, you could upgrade. If you had the PS4 version, you could upgrade to this remaster version for $10, which that's awesome, because otherwise a lot of people probably would have just said, Naughty Dog coming out with another money grab here. But it actually seems like there's a lot of cool stuff with this remaster. There's a new mode, Jacob. Have you ever played a roguelike, Jacob?
I'm sure I have, but none is jumping off the top of my head at the moment.
I gotcha. I got a couple of buddies that are really into roguelikes. I've played a few of them. It's not my favorite genre, but it is interesting. And if you're not a gamer, a roguelike is basically, it's like you start it's almost like a survival mode a lot of times, in a lot of ways, where it's like you're starting a fresh playthrough every time you pick it up and start it. And then in this mode, it sounds like it's basically like there's going to be hordes of enemies. There's going to be survival modes. There's going to be different playable characters where you can choose rewards or perks or power-ups. So it sounds like a cool sort of twist on the Last of Us gameplay that I'm excited to try out. But then the thing that I think we're probably most excited about is that they're including 3 not fully finished playable levels, which you would assume have story content as well. And you know us, we love the story of The Last of Us. And spoiler alert, we love the story of The Last of Us Part 2 as well. That's not a real story alert. Sorry. Hopefully no one scrambled to the dial there. And then we did get this tidbit, Jacob. What did Neil Druckmann tell us here about these lost levels?
Yeah, he basically revealed that he said, as a tease, I'll say there's at least one element from a cut level that's planned for the show. I say that with a caveat that we haven't started filming the show yet. All those things are subject to change based on what we ultimately feel will be best for the show. But if you needed any more reason to download the game or upgrade to the remaster, you'll get a little bit of a sneak peek at season 2 of the show as well, with one of these kind of new levels or cut levels, or however, lost levels, however you want to refer to them.
Yeah. And I realize this is starting to sound like a commercial. This is not sponsored content. Naughty Dog is not paying us yet. Naughty Dog, if you would like to pay us, hit us up. My DMs are open. But I'm really excited for this. Obviously, I'll take any new Last of Us content we can get. And obviously, even just like tiny details we glean from the show, you know, those got us excited when we learned about new lore details or different story twists. So whole new levels that were cut from the game, but obviously that they felt were, you know, something that fans would be interested and excited to see. I can't wait to sort of see what is included with that. They added director commentary, which obviously I'm probably going to have to take a lot of notes on for when we're doing prep for season two. But I have sort of wondered if we might expand into some type of video content. Obviously, I'm going to be playing this game. If you guys would be interested in potentially watching a playthrough, either a spoiler filled playthrough where, you know, we know what's going to happen, we talk about what's going to happen as we're playing through it, or a spoiler free playthrough, if you want to see what the game would be like from a fresh perspective without us giving anything away, maybe that would be intriguing for some people. Let us know if that's something that you might be interested in. Certainly I'd be up for that. Obviously, Jacob, I don't know if you want to hop in on that, but I bet we can figure out a way to do it.
You don't have to pressure me too much to play Last of Us once more. So yeah, if you guys want it, we're open to do it. We have a YouTube channel. We haven't promoted it because I think I only uploaded one podcast there.
I think it was two. I think you put two podcasts maybe, and then
it was quite the method I was doing was quite laborsome, and my computer could not handle it. So I kind of halted that, but we want to, especially now that there's going to be a very long time between
long time, you might say.
Yeah, some might even say a long, long time between right now and season two. We might be looking at doing some more video content. If nothing else, just putting this podcast on the YouTube channel. And if you guys would rather watch the podcast. But if you guys want to see a playthrough, let us know. You can go subscribe to the channel now. It's up. But yeah, let us know, because we want to try to look at more ways of not just having a podcast, but kind of interacting with you guys as well.
Another thing that I can tell you I probably would like to do is if/when we get a Last of Us 3 announcement or a trailer, I probably will try and record a reaction to that. I waste my time all the time with reaction videos, so why not let other people waste their time by watching me waste my time do a reaction video? So who knows? And then obviously if we get a, a year down the line or so, when we get a season two trailer, probably that type of deal. But if anyone has any thoughts on what they might be interested in or not interested, if you say this is a terrible idea, shut up, feel free. As always, you can find us on Twitter or X, cringe, at TLOU Nerds. And then you can always send us an email, which I believe is, God, it's been so long since we've done this, TLOUNerds@gmail.com, right? Pretty sure.
Yeah, I believe we made everything the same, because that is also the YouTube channel. If you guys want to start heading over there, it's just it's at TLOU Nerds, or just search The Last of Us Nerds and that'll pop up as well. So if you guys want us to start doing video content, head on over there, start subscribing. We'll get the memo and we'll start pushing stuff out there as well.
Yeah, and we are very beautiful, so I'm sure that that will attract tons of viewers to the video content as people revel in our rugged handsomeness. So this is going faster than perhaps I thought might, but that's pretty much it for the first sort of off-season recap that we have here. We obviously are going to more fully flesh out Last of Us Season 2 preview stuff, but as mentioned, we got a long time to wait for that. So we got time to kill. We got ideas stirring. Feel free to give us a shout if there's anything in particular you'd like to hear. But I think we're probably about to get into a quick spoiler section here at the end to talk about a particular casting and a particular character and just our quick thoughts on that going forward as a little bit of a preview. But Jacob, anything you want to say before we get there?
Yeah, follow along, guys. We're, like we said, we vow that it will not be another 6 months before a new episode comes out. We'll figure out a schedule and we will have this come out more regularly. There's ideas that we have. So subscribe if you haven't already, whether on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you guys listen to podcasts at, we are available there and you guys can find us there and, listen to us hopefully more regularly now.
Yeah. And we need those 5-star reviews. Someone had the gall to give us a 4-star review and it's just every night I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about it. So, make sure you give us a 5-star review, give us nice compliments. We love nice compliments. You can insult us if you like, just make sure you pay the 5-star tax in order to do so. Okay. And then, I think that's pretty much it. So yeah, follow us on Twitter, send us an email, give us a shout, we will see you in the next one if you're not continuing further from the spoiler warning. So, okay, from here, this is the clear spoiler cutoff. If you do not want to hear what happens in The Last of Us Season 2, if you do not want to hear what happens in The Last of Us Part 2 video game, please exit on the exit ramp to your right now. 3, 2, 1, okay. So, Abby... big character, yeah. Joel. Some would say a very important character for the Last of Us franchise. And I feel like you could make a pretty solid argument that this might be the most important casting decision yet. Because, I mean, I know obviously you would say Ellie, right? Ellie is, quote unquote, the main character of The Last of Us. We consider the totality of the two games. But the journey people are going to go on, hopefully, with Abby is very crucial to how this season 2 is going to be viewed. And I am sure most people are aware Last of Us Part 2 was very controversial, in large part because of Abby. There's some other factors at play there, but what Abby does, again, spoiler alert, hopefully you're gone by now. Hey, she kills Joel. That's a big deal, right?
Yeah, when you said it's the most important casting, my deep sigh was not because I disagreed. It's just because, boy, that's going to be whoever plays that's going to have to be a very like strong-willed, thick-skinned character, because the abuse will come, unfortunately, frustratingly.
Like, hey, so here's how you turn off your Twitter mentions.
Yeah, exactly. Shut down the Instagram comments, the Twitter replies, everything that it takes. Close the DMs on Instagram, whatever it is, because controversial is certainly what she was in the video game, and a whole new audience is going to be introduced to her. Hopefully, I wish it was, I could say it is a maybe more welcoming audience, and maybe it will be, but there's still going to be those types of people who are going to react quite negatively to what happens. There's probably certainly a whole other podcast we can do about how quickly they get to that point of her killing Joel. And that was probably something we will kind of look at in a separate podcast, but whenever that moment comes, it's going to be quite the moment in this series.
It's going to be so funny when it happens in episode 1. It's just like, man. Oh my God, finally. I'm so glad to see Pedro again after waiting until 2025 or 2026. There's the end of the first episode. He's just dead. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But I didn't even consider that fear. having Pedro narrowly miss out on an award, and you're like, hell yeah, he'll get it season 2, and then episode 1, he's just gone.
He's still gonna be around, you know. Yes. And I have a hunch that, you know, and there's a lot of flashback content in The Last of Us 2. I have a hunch they're gonna add even more stuff because it's Pedro Pascal and they're going to want to keep Pedro Pascal in the show. And guess what? Fans want to know more about what happened to Joel anyway. So there's going to be lots of excuses, I think, to bring him back. And obviously there's some huge moments that we're excited to see probably over the next, you know, multiple seasons. I don't even think it's just going to be season 2 that we'll get Pedro, and he's going to be in season 3 almost assuredly as well. So, but Yeah, and obviously with the whole thick skin part and it being important, Laura Bailey was phenomenal in the video game. With her performance, she, I think, won the video game award for the best motion capture acting performance, I believe. But yeah, people are going to have to go on a journey with Abby of being like, who is this? To hating her, to starting to like her. And then, you know, hopefully at the end, loving her, which is the question point, because a lot of people that played the game or a lot of haters that didn't play the game never got to that point, right? There are certainly a lot of people that played the game and are just like, fuck Abby all the way through. And I don't think those people, I don't want to say they enjoyed it wrong, but I don't think they got the full experience that the game intended, or I think most people got. By if you did go on that journey with Abby, but certainly you're going to need someone to be able to take you on that journey. So that said, there've been so many casting rumors just randomly popping up, but nothing seemingly firm, or 100%. I believe Mazin said something in an August interview that they were like about ready to announce a casting, or like they were pretty close, but then the writer's strike happened and that sort of slowed everything down. I don't know if that meant that they had to change who that was because of that, or just that it slowed the announcement. I'm not really sure. But most recently, Caitlin Dever was one of the ones that popped up a lot as a someone that's being eyed for the role of Abby, which is interesting because she's definitely someone that a lot of people thought for the role of Ellie. But this was more, you know, several years ago when people were like fan casting a Last of Us movie or something like that. A lot of her name was came up a lot. I haven't really seen her in anything, so I might have to do some homework of watching some stuff with these different actresses. But are you familiar with her at all, Jacob?
Yeah, and I've read that she apparently was close to being cast as Ellie. And it was, I will say, I have seen her. I've seen her in Booksmart, which is, if you're going to do any kind of research, she's incredible in that. And that's a great movie, so that would be a very good starting point. She's not someone that looks like Abby, and that's going to be really interesting how they handle that.
Sign on the dotted line. Can you add 100 pounds of muscle over the next 4 months? Go.
Because I think it's something that was so, I mean, Abby's appearance is very important to her character. It's not even just like a, well, Bella Ramsey doesn't look like Ellie in the video game. She didn't need to. There are certain things I think Abby needs to have from an appearance standpoint. And so Caitlin Dever is, unless she can add 100 pounds of muscle before she starts filming, she wouldn't have that look. Now, again, we just credited the people in charge of casting at the beginning of this podcast. If they cast her, then I will trust them that they know what they are doing, and I will wait and see how it plays out. We'll see, but I think I would be a little surprised if it was her. But again, I'm absolutely giving them the benefit of the doubt on it.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go ahead and say that, like, I am not going to demand that whoever plays Abby be as bulky and as buff as Abby is in the video game, because that's really hard to do. That would narrow down your choices by quite a lot. And you'd also have to find an actress that was like comfortable undergoing that type of physical transformation and being able to do that and being, you know, being comfortable maintaining that and all that sort of thing, which that's a very difficult ask. So, you know, I assume whoever takes the role will probably go through an intense workout regimen, but it's okay if they're not. They can also just do, you know, they can do TV moments to show how strong she is without maybe necessarily be having, you know, muscles bulging out of their arms. But that is always one of the funniest moments in Last of Us 2 playthroughs when you see someone like see Abby's muscles from behind for the first time. It's like, God damn, like what the muscle mommy over here. But
this is me thinking out loud a little bit, but if they really were close to announcing who is going to be Abby, Like, if it was agreed upon, it might have actually helped that there was a strike if they were committed to kind of over or going through that physical change. There's a lot of ifs in there, but yeah, it's just there's certainly a middle ground. Nobody's going to look like Abby did in the video game. I'm willing to go that far. But
Caitlin Dever emerges from the hyperbolic time chamber, ready for shooting in February after just like 8 months in a muscle lodge. I don't know. Yeah, so there's another actress named Shannon Barry, who a lot of fans mostly were speculating because Mazin and Druckmann like followed her on Instagram, and also because she actually looks a lot like Abby and has a wider, more muscular build than Caitlin Dever would. I saw a few random like Reddit rumors that the job was offered to Florence Pugh. That would be very interesting. I'd be on board for that. I love Florence Pugh. I think she made a lot of men and women probably melt in their seats during Oppenheimer before the nuclear bomb melted everybody. Spoilers for Oppenheimer, but that there's a lot of different ways they can go, and it's going to be hugely important to make sure they get the right person. I think we have faith that they will. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see.
Florence Pugh would absolutely be kind of like, I don't want to say like the dream person to bring in. I think from a look standpoint, that would be about as close as you can get, just in terms of she's a lot more kind of muscular, looks a lot closer to Abby than a Caitlin Dever, with all due respect to Caitlin Dever. But I also absolutely love Florence Pugh. I mean, I would imagine most people do, and it would be interesting to see her in this. There's also just kind of the general size disparity between her and Ellie as well, that you have, like, when they do have interactions, which I guess there's really only a small handful that would have to be there as well. And I think it would exist with Florence Pugh and Bella. So,
well, the good news is that Bella is tiny. So,
yeah,
you know, they're not going to have tiny to do any type of, Gandalf, Hobbit, silly stuff with size discrepancies. I think she'll make anyone that's playing Abby look pretty sizable. But I'll say this right now, Florence Pugh, you can hit me with a golf club whenever you want. so that's pretty much it. I think for this pod, we're obviously gonna, for all you spoiler heads, we're gonna have tons of time to talk about fully the plot of Last of Us 2. I definitely want to at some point get into, you know, sort of like almost a discussion of narrative history of how the game launched with the leaks and the reactions and the toxicity of a lot of the community and that type of stuff. I think that might be best saved until after everyone knows that Joel dies. Because I think that could be a really good time for that discussion. And I feel like that will also probably give a better insight to people that don't understand why Last of Us Part Two is so controversial and why it had such a weird reaction to it. But I feel like a lot of people know that, but they don't know why. And I feel like we'll be able to have a good discussion on that, but
one other thing, if you wanted to talk about, so we know what the three lost levels are going to be. I don't know that it's confirmed, but, what I have seen on Twitter, and there is some stuff to back up at least two of these. The three lost levels are going to be Jackson Dance, Boar Hunt, and Sewers. And there was already back in 2022, there were people that did some data mining on Last of Us 2, and they found the boar hunting and dance scenes already. So I think those were immediately, like, people knew that those were going to be in the lost levels. It was the sewer scene that was kind of the third one people were waiting to find out about. So, it's interesting. I believe there is at one point in Ellie's journal, her mentioning hunting a boar. It's after Seattle.
Yep. And it's I think that it screamed like Joel or something.
Yes. Yep. And so I found a excerpt. It was from a snippet of Troy Baker's podcast Relator, where he was talking to Neil Druckmann, who said the boar hunting sequence was, quote, there almost all the way to the end. So much so it was apparently playable at one point, which obviously, as we know now, it is going to be playable. Druckmann explains that the idea of this part of the game was to show how Ellie couldn't let go of the killing after the main events of Last of Us 2, but was cut due to pacing and production. So I'm excited to play that one. These levels aren't going to be finished. They're just kind of going to be presented as is. And so,
you know, that's really interesting because I always thought Ellie was very well put together after the events of Seattle and that she was doing great.
She was handling things very well. So I'm excited to play that part because I think there's a lot that was maybe left on the table a little bit after Seattle. And that's going to make some really interesting how they're going to address that in the TV show as well. I think you could add a lot to the post-Seattle, pre-Santa Barbara kind of portion of that. And, or at least Ellie and Abby meeting again there. So that'll be interesting. Do you have any guesses as to which one of these is going to be in the show itself?
I would guess that it's not the, well, because it sounded like he was talking about it's for season two, right? So I would guess it's not the boar hunt because I don't think we would get that far.
Yes.
If that is, you know, where, when we think it is canonically or whatever, but maybe the sewers, but we don't really know what that is. I don't know. Could Ellie, no, that wasn't the sewers. I was going to say, could she meet, Rat King? But I think he was just in the basement of the hospital, not in the sewers exactly, or the parking level of the hospital, whatever.
But there certainly is a version of the Rat King, of a Rat King she could meet.
Maybe there's there's someone out there for everybody. Maybe there's a Rat Queen somewhere down there. So I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's probably either sewers or just the Jackson Dance. Yeah, I would say it's probably going to be the Jackson Dance just because that was already in, like, that was the main teaser.
That's what I was going to say. It was the trailer, but then in the game, you don't get it till like the very, very end. And then like when we got to the game at the very end, I was almost like, oh, I wish I didn't know what's going to happen in the scene mostly, even though it goes longer. But
yeah,
I don't know.
So maybe there's more there that they dive into in that scene. Maybe you just get to dance as Ellie, which I mean, I'm fine with. I'll go on the dance floor and do some button mashing and do some dancing as Ellie. But if I had to guess, it would probably be that scene that would be in the show, especially timeline wise, as you said. Though, I mean, I'm always down for a good sewer run through that you find some of the best of the best walkers and the super infected.
I'm really interested to try that. The horde mode, that could be cool. Hopefully it's fleshed out and not just like very bare bones and that's actually worth replaying, but that'd be cool. But I know one more thing we can talk about. I put it in the notes and I don't think I actually brought it up, but one other detail we get on season two, and like, I could have mentioned this without spoiling anyone, but they wouldn't have really known what we were talking about. No future days, we know. Evelyn Druckmann confirmed that they're not going to use Future Days, which is a song by Pearl Jam that was so prominently part of the narrative experience of Last of Us Part Two, of the song that Joel taught Ellie and that he sang to her when he first played guitar for her, et cetera, and taught her how to play it, obviously. But my guess is they probably listened to about 50,000 other songs to find one that could canonically make sense and that would be good for it. But obviously, I understand why they wouldn't want to do Future Days, because it wouldn't, it came out 10 years before or whatever. But hopefully they have a good replacement, because obviously I would have loved to see Pedro and Bella sing that.
Big shout out to Neil for now ruining another song that I won't be able to listen to without crying, I'm sure. Oh. Because I can't, I mean, I can't listen to Future Days without immediately getting sad. Look, I was entirely fine with them just ignoring how it wouldn't make sense canonically for this song to fit, just because it's just absolutely a perfect song.
They could have just added like a 30-second line by Joel. He's like, here's a song that I wrote in college.
Yeah,
I'm just fine, like, get Pearl Jam's permission to sign off on.
Yeah, I'm fine if canonically Joel was a ghostwriter for Pearl Jam.
That would be a great plot twist.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I trust them that they found something that works and makes sense canonically, but
I would like to amend something I just said. I don't want anyone accusing us of lack of knowledge. I know canonically Joel did not go to college, because he told Ellie that when they were touring the university. Sorry, just had to slip in.
Yeah, well, maybe he just ran into somebody while he was partying at a college one time or something like that, and they wrote a song together. But yeah, that was such a good song. It made so much sense, the lyrics to the story. So hopefully there is a version of Future Days that existed like 10, 15 years earlier that also absolutely fits perfectly with the story they're telling. Which, again, if we credited them for the music in season one, then, like, again, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for season two that they find something that absolutely works.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously they've had a long time to think about this ever since. Neil's probably thought about this ever since they first floated the idea to make it 2003 instead of 2013 for when Outbreak Day happened. Last of Us Day now. It's too sensitive after COVID. But, you know,
I mean,
I trust them to find a good song.
It barely made sense in the game already. Like,
I know
there was like a window of like days like that where like the song was first like played or released and there was Last of Us Day. So it like barely fit that window as is. So yeah, I'm sure he's had some thoughts about what a new song could be.
Yeah. Well, we'll obviously be interested to see it. I'm sure a lot of fans will be like, God, come on, it's not Future Days. But that obviously was such a perfect part of Last of Us Part Two. So interested to see where they go from there. But I think that about does it here, Jacob. So thank you everybody for listening. We appreciate the support. Thank you for not coming down and burning down our houses when we went 6 months without an episode. I'm sure you all were just dying to know where we were, but again, make sure, if you have not already, follow us on Twitter at TLOUNerds. That's where you can yell at us for if we do go a long time without posting an episode. That will be helpful. We'd be like, hey, you know, this person yelled at us. We should go do an episode. But also let us know if there's any questions you want us to answer. Let us know if you'd be interested in that type of content that I mentioned. I definitely am intrigued by this remaster that's coming out. Definitely going to play a lot of it. And again, we have so much time to kill because we're never getting season two. I mean, we are getting season two, but it's going to feel like forever.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be a long, long time.
A long, long time. Long, long time. Okay. Well, I think that'll do it. Everybody, we will see you in the next one. Goodbye.